Welcome back to the Radio Cafe. I'm speaking now with Michael Bergen. He is a playwright and organizer of this weekend's production called Celebrating Survival, Explorations of Courage, Strength, Laughter, and Love. Proceeds from this event will benefit the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico. Welcome to the Radio Cafe,
Thank you
Michael.
Thank you very much for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about what this program is?
Well, it's 8 short plays, staged readings. They all deal, well, almost all deal in one way or another with cancer, surviving cancer, battling with getting the diagnosis and struggling with that. So, and three of the playwrights are survivors, so they have that perspective of people who have actually gone through the battle. And a lot of the people involved as actors and behind the scenes are survivors as well.
Now, this program starts tomorrow, November 9th and 10th, 7:30 and a 4 p.m. matinee on Sunday at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
It starts actually November 8th, 8th through 10th.
November 8th.
Yep.
Thank you. Isn't that tomorrow?
Wait. That's the 8th, tomorrow, yes.
All right, thank you. Just want to be clear on that. It is tomorrow.
Yes.
Now, you organized this event, and can you tell us what inspired it, what your own experience
was? Well, I'm one of the three survivors of the playwrights, and I was diagnosed 25 years ago and have been cancer-free ever since, and so I kind of wanted to mark that this year. I also wanted to work with the people that I've worked with at the Playhouse before. I've been in the Benchwarmers there two years in a row. And there's so many great, talented people here in Santa Fe that I wanted to work with them again. And then I thought I could take those selfish motives and turn it into something positive by making it a fundraiser for the foundation.
Can you tell us about some of the plays that people will see if they go and a little bit of the feel of it?
I'll try to give a very brief description. It opens with a play by Gary Danzig, who's a local... he used to be a television writer, former Emmy winner, really great playwright. It's a TED Talk, unlike any TED Talk you've ever seen on YouTube, and I don't want to say more than that. My play is about, I think survivors sometimes feel like your life's supposed to change because you've survived this great thing, and have some kind of epiphany, and the character in this play does not have an epiphany, and it takes him years and years and years to finally find a meaning outside himself. It's not directly related to the cancer, but it's always there, I think, in the back of your mind, and so that motivates him to try to get involved and do something important in his community. The Big C by Terry Riley is one that's three women in a nursing home are talking about one of their friends and her relationship to the Big C, but the Big C is a little different than what you might expect. So this one has there is humor in this. I don't want people to think these are all very serious and
I think that's good to know
plays.
because we don't want people getting depressed.
No,
there's also laughter and joy.
There's plenty of laughter. But within one play, there might be laughter, even though the overall tone is serious. There's still humor, but there are some that are definitely comedies from beginning to end. And in the second act, let me highlight another one in the second act, Legos by Erin O'Shaughnessy. She's a very, very funny playwright and actress who's been seen often at the Playhouse. And her play is about the denial that family members sometimes have. Not necessarily the patient, but the family member hears a diagnosis and is like, oh, that can't be true. And so you have to wrestle with that sense of the denial that people around you will have.
And more, I know our friend Aaron Levin.
Oh, Aaron Levin, that's correct. His play, The Boy. That's also about how the diagnosis and the treatment affects a relationship. This is a committed couple who are going through it, and it affects them emotionally. It affects their sex life. It affects all parts of their relationship, and yet in the end, there's obviously the love there that keeps them together through this very difficult time.
This sounds great. Now, I read here in New Mexico that cancer is a leading cause of death in Santa Fe County, with cancers of the lung, breast, and colon being the most commonly diagnosed. So I know there are a lot of people out here that may also feel like they're alone or may want to go and hear other people's stories and also see the fun side of that. Where can they go to get tickets?
They can call 986-1801, and we're only doing reservations by phone. They can just come and pay at the door, cash or check only. I'm assuming there will be walk-ups, but I don't think we'll be selling out before Friday night show, so if people wanted to come Friday, they can certainly just walk up and come. We also have an art auction, silent art auction, with art donated by both local artists and some East Coast artists that I know, and some really nice pieces. And I was listening to your earlier guest talking about the mental and emotional benefits of giving to charity. So I think this is a good opportunity for your listeners to come out and get that boost by buying tickets, giving an extra donation, bidding on something at the auction.
And speaking of, explain the New Mexico Cancer Foundation. This isn't a medical establishment, but it's really supporting patients' non-medical needs.
That's right. Cancer Foundation for New Mexico was founded about 10 years ago. They're based here in Santa Fe. They help local residents Primarily, it's getting them food and shelter and traveling expenses if they can't afford those things to get treatment here in Santa Fe. This is the treatment area for many people, and some people can't afford those things that are part of the treatment process. They also do support groups and education and outreach in the community. So I wanted to do to benefit a local group, and I thought this was a great organization.
Fantastic. The production is called Celebrating Survival, Explorations of Courage, Strength, Laughter, and Love. It begins tomorrow, November 8th. At the Vargas Playhouse, also run Saturday and on Sunday, a 4 p.m. matinee. Thank you so much, Michael Bergen, for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Zaylee, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.